All right, what's up, everybody? As Grayson introduced, I am James Brewer. I'm a junior here studying wildlife and conservation biology, and this is my 180 story. I grew up in a Christian household where we made sure that we went to church every single Sunday. We were expected to live by the teachings of the Bible, and also we were an active part of serving in our kids' ministry. I was baptized at the age of 8, and I followed the Bible's teachings up until I was about the age of 12. It was at this time that I started really wanting and yearning for acceptance from the people around me at school. I wanted to be one of the cool kids, right? So I started playing sports. I began prioritizing that and almost anything else over church events. And I slowly began to see my faith become less and less important in my life through that. This appeal to please people caused me to overthink and become a person that I wasn't, but it really didn't matter to me because I wanted to be accepted by people. This feeling continued into my first dating relationship that was filled with me doing things that I knew I really shouldn't have been doing and putting all my value into that relationship. When that didn't work out, I decided to hide my pain through smoking and drinking, and those things became habits in my life because I knew it pleased the people around me. However, they would continue to leave me unsatisfied and cause me to do dumb and irresponsible things. I initially felt guilt in doing these things, but I slowly began to grow numb to it. I was still going to church during this time, but it felt like more of a commitment to my parents than anything that I really wanted to do. I still thought I had everything figured out in life because I just called myself a Christian. I thought that was enough, even though inside I felt empty and lost. When I decided to go to college, my mom and dad told me that I should try and look for a Christian organization when I was there. It was something that I really didn't have much of a desire for, but I decided to check it out and tell them that I tried. I met with a person on staff, and I had every single intention of going into that meeting and never seeing that person again. It was in that meeting where the story of Jesus and what he did for me was truly revealed. I learned that Jesus wanted to have a personal relationship with me, which was a concept that for some reason had never really clicked in my head before through 18 years going to church. In that moment, I started reflecting on how I had been selfishly living for myself, and I realized that I needed to take my relationship with God seriously, and I recommitted to my relationship with Christ. I prayed that God would forgive me of the things that I had been doing and for help in rededicating my life to him, and started reading my Bible daily, knowing it would help guide me. It took time, but I was able to shake the grip that weed and alcohol had on my life, knowing that they caused me to live a life that didn't really reflect who I really was, and they prevented me from having a deeper relationship with God. I started putting my value and my effort into my relationship with God, who was able to fulfill me and stop putting that value into the people around me. This caused me to have a newfound peace in my life and feel accepted and loved. I was able to trust what was happening in my life, knowing that God had a good plan for it, which has helped me a lot with my overthinking and my worrying. Through this trust, I've been able to see God work in incredible ways, both in my life and in other people's lives. I don't need to worry about if people are going to love me, because I know that God will always love me. I'm not anxious about the unknown, knowing that there are some things that I can't control, and I just have to trust in God's plan for my life. I still struggle with overthinking acceptance. I'm by no means perfect in those areas, but I'm able to live a life feeling fulfilled, knowing that I have a relationship with my Creator who loves me enough to save me from my sin and pursue a relationship with me. If any of that resonated with you, or you want to talk to me after 180, I'll just be tearing this thing down so you guys can come up, talk to me. Don't be a stranger. And yeah, I'd love to talk to you guys. Thank you.
Thanks to our listeners for tuning into this episode of the 180 Podcast, a production of Crew in Southeast Ohio. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a like, a share, or leave an encouraging comment, and that will go a long way toward helping others hear about the podcast. The podcast isn't the only thing that we do. Whether you're a student living on campus or if you're still at home studying virtually, we'd encourage you to check us out on social media to hear more about what's going on. You can follow us on Instagram at crew@OU, or to learn more about who we are and what we do, head over to our website, crew@OU.org. We'd encourage you, if you visit the site, to complete our involvement form to get more connected to all the things that are happening. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next Thursday for another episode of the